普通高等学校招生全国统一考试英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在课本上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间。
五十来岁吧。
答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd thought to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries.
It's quite a new club.
We have about 50 members at the moment, but we are growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except a Thursday, we have a language evening.People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a Coke or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay, well...If you just give your name and address, we'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题。从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 B 项，并在试卷上将其标出。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Hey, what's the matter?
I was hurrying out of the office when someone pushed the door open and I ran straight into it. Are you looking forward to your trip to Hainan?
Not really. If I had my way, I'd stay and get some sleep. But everyone else in my family wants to go.
Oh, I'm sure you won't regret it when you get there.
Hi, Mark. How's everything?
I'm a bit busy right now. We've got guests coming for the weekend, and the house is so untidy. Maggie, you know, I hate housework. How was the party, Nancy?
Do you like loud music, lots of cigarette smoke, a small crowded room, and not enough food?
How about playing some of the records you bought this afternoon?
Impossible.
Well, what happened?
I put them on my bed where I could see them, then left to have a drink. And when I came back, I sat on them.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Police station.
We need your help. Someone has broken into our house.
Are you sure?
Yes. I heard a window break, and I hear footsteps downstairs now.
All right. Lock your bedroom door and keep quiet. Police cars will be right over. Police station.
We need your help. Someone has broken into our house.
Are you sure?
Yes. I heard a window break, and I hear footsteps downstairs now.
All right. Lock your bedroom door and keep quiet. Police cars will be right over.
Listen to the following dialogue.回答第八和第九两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
This is Youth Club. May I help you?
Yes.I've heard that you have a lunch meeting this coming Friday. Could you give me some more information about that?
Yes, of course. The guest speaker is Professor John Smith from the University of Kansas, and he'll be talking about the changes brought about by the Internet.
That sounds very interesting. And when does the meeting begin?
Lunch will be served at 12:30, and Professor Smith will speak at 1:15.
And do you have any idea when it will end?
Oh, Professor Smith will speak for about 1.5 hours.
Very well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. This is Youth Club. May I help you?
Yes. I've heard that you have a lunch meeting this coming Friday. Could you give me some more information about that?
Yes, of course. The guest speaker is Professor John Smith from the University of Kansas, and he'll be talking about the changes brought about by the Internet.
That sounds very interesting. And when does the meeting begin?
Lunch will be served at 12:30, and Professor Smith will speak at 1:15.
And do you have any idea when it will end?
Oh, Professor Smith will speak for about 1.5 hours.
Very well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Martha, what do you think of yesterday's speech competition?
Well, to be honest, I was quite disappointed.
You didn't like the speeches?
Yes, I did. In fact, I enjoyed listening to most of the speeches. But I just couldn't accept the result, you know.
You mean the judges?
I mean, most listeners, including me, didn't understand why the judges didn't like Cherry. It was such a shock when they announced the winner was Clark. We all thought Cherry's pronunciation was the best.
You're probably right, but don't you think the speech itself is more important? As I see it, Clark's speech was more meaningful than Cherry's. I was deeply moved by the story Clark told us.
That I don't know. In my opinion, we also learned something very important from Cherry's speech.
That's right. Cherry and Clark were indeed very close. I guess it was difficult for the judges.
Well, I wish I could agree with you, but I do think Cherry was the best.
Martha, what do you think of yesterday's speech competition?
Well, to be honest, I was quite disappointed.
You didn't like the speeches?
Yes, I did. In fact, I enjoyed listening to most of the speeches. But I just couldn't accept the result, you know.
You mean the judges?
I mean, most listeners, including me, didn't understand why the judges didn't like Cherry. It was such a shock when they announced the winner was Clark. We all thought Cherry's pronunciation was the best.
You're probably right, but don't you think the speech itself is more important? As I see it, Clark's speech was more meaningful than Cherry's. I was deeply moved by the story Clark told us.
That I don't know. In my opinion, we also learned something very important from Cherry's speech.
That's right. Cherry and Clark were indeed very close. I guess it was difficult for the judges.
Well, I wish I could agree with you, but I do think Cherry was the best.
听下面一段对话，回答第13至第16四个小题。 现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这4个小题。
Excuse me, sir. This bus goes to Sunday Square?
Yes, it does.
Oh, dear me. It's you, Martin. I'm Jane.
Oh, Jane. I didn't expect to meet you here. Where are you going?
Sunday department store.
Oh, really?
You know, we're leaving for Europe tomorrow for a trip, so I'm doing some shopping.
Good for you. Have a good time.
We will, thank you.
Mind you, Jane, take care. My wife got her purse picked at the airport once.
Really? How?
A woman dropped a $100 bill in front of my wife. She picked it up, called the woman, and handed it to her. The woman thanked my wife while her partner took my wife's handbag and ran away.
That's too bad.
We lost not only some of our money, but half the fun of traveling.
I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, look, here comes the bus. Thank you for reminding me. Excuse me, sir. This bus goes to Sunday Square?
Yes, it does.
Oh, dear me. It's you, Martin. I'm Jane.
Oh, Jane. I didn't expect to meet you here. Where are you going?
Sunday department store.
Oh, really?
You know, we're leaving for Europe tomorrow for a trip, so I'm doing some shopping.
Good for you. Have a good time.
We will, thank you.
Mind you, Jane, take care. My wife got her purse picked at the airport once.
Really? How?
A woman dropped a $100 bill in front of my wife. She picked it up, called the woman, and handed it to her.The woman thanked my wife while her partner took my wife's handbag and ran away.
That's too bad.
We lost not only some of our money, but half the fun of traveling.
I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, look, here comes the bus. Thank you for reminding me.
听下面一段独白，回答第17至第24个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这4个小题。
Hello, everyone. First, let me introduce myself. My name is Jenny Barker, and I work at St. James Hospital. As most of you know, I'm here today to talk about blood transfusion. The idea of a blood transfusion is very simple, but that idea has saved many thousands of lives over the past century.Often, if a person is in an accident or has an operation, he will lose a lot of blood, and these are the times when a blood transfusion is needed. This simply means taking blood from another person and putting it into the body of the patient. Doctors have been carrying out blood transfusions for hundreds of years. At first, they used blood from sheep,But that wasn't very successful. It wasn't until the last century that doctors realized there are several types of blood and that the correct type must always be used. Once they knew that, blood transfusions had become almost 100% successful. So, you might be thinking, what does this have to do with me? Well, it has something to do with all of us. Hospitals need to keep bags of blood ready for transfusions. The only way they can get that blood is from ordinary people like you. Every human body has 5 liters of blood, and we take 0.5 liters from each person. This is completely safe. In fact, your body will make enough blood to replace it after only a day. Given blood only takes a short while, and it doesn't hurt. It costs you nothing, and it could save a life. So please, give blood. Hello everyone. First, let me introduce myself. My name is Jenny Barker, and I work at St. James Hospital. As most of you know, I'm here today to talk about blood transfusion. The idea of a blood transfusion is very simple, but that idea has saved many thousands of lives over the past century. Often, if a person is in an accident or has an operation, he will lose a lot of blood, and these are the times when a blood transfusion is needed. This simply means taking blood from another person and putting it into the body of the patient. Doctors have been carrying out blood transfusions for hundreds of years. At first, they used blood from sheep, but that wasn't very successful. It wasn't until the last century that doctors realized there are several types of blood and that the correct type must always be used. Once they knew that, blood transfusions had become almost 100% successful. So, you might be thinking, what does this have to do with me? Well, it has something to do with all of us. Hospitals need to keep bags of blood ready for transfusions. The only way they can get that blood is from ordinary people like you. Every human body has 5 liters of blood, and we take 0.5 liters from each person. This is completely safe. In fact, your body will make enough blood to replace it after only a day. Given blood only takes a short while, and it doesn't hurt. It costs you nothing, and it could save a life. So please, give blood.
第二节到此结束，现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。